Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, this is, as you said, a real-life Saul to Paul story. Abdul Masih, they actually, in the radical Muslim community in northern Nigeria, they called him Mr. Insecticide because they compared Christians to bugs. And if you have a bug problem, you need insecticide. So you call Mr. Insecticide, Abdul Masih. He specialized in getting rid of Christians. He did car bombings. He burned down church buildings. He burned Christian homes. If you had a problem, you called him, and he would get rid of your problem for you. Well, one of the things that happened that really changed him around is he arranged a church fire that burned this church to the ground, and he went the next Sunday kind of to gloat and see, I've wiped out this church. What are these Christians going to do now? Well, the members of that church had gathered inside their burnt building, and they were singing praises to the Lord. And Abdul Masih looked at that, and he's like, what is going on? You know, what's their problem is really what he was thinking. He decided that he was going to infiltrate the church. And he started going to the church. He went to the pastor and said, you know, I'm a Muslim, but I really want to become a Christian. And his idea was, I'm going to be on the inside and I'm going to see how these Christians' minds work. And that's how I'll be able to know how to fight them better. And he lived this double life literally for 6 years, going to church, going to the mosque, and reporting back on what the Christians were doing, reading the Bible, but reading it not so he could, you know God in a better way, but so he could know how to get to the Christians, how to really attack them in a more effective way. After 6 years, he was invited to a revival. The preacher preached on the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal, and the call that Elijah made to Israel of, who are you going to worship? Are you going to follow Baal or are you going to follow God? And the pastor looked at the audience and he said, are you sick of this double life? You need to stop being a double person. You need to stop deceiving people and decide who you're really going to serve. And Abdul Masih was sitting in the audience, and his first thought was, somebody has told this pastor about me. And the pastor said, come forward right now and decide who you're going to follow. Abdul Masih stood up and went to the altar and made a genuine change, decided to follow Christ wholeheartedly. That was great for the church. It was great for him, but it was bad for his safety. He immediately had a target on his back. The Muslims began to look for him to kill him. The church actually put him in hiding. Years later, after they couldn't find him, radical Muslims tracked down his son and killed Abdul Masih's son. They hadn't forgotten the fact that his father had left Islam, was an infidel, someone who had rejected Islam and deserved to be killed. They couldn't get to the father to kill him. They killed his son instead. One of the things, though, that Abdul Masih said, there is no sacrifice that is too big for God. Even losing my son is not too big for God, who sent his son to die and save me. There's no sacrifice that's too big for God.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.